It's the cinematic event of the year. Critics say incredible, jaw-dropping, action-packed with savings.
You're talking about Thunderbolts?
No, Sergey. It's 2-for-1 cinema tickets from Compare the Market. A wonderful offer.
So?
That you can use to see Marvel Studios Thunderbolts only in cinemas.
Woohoo! I'll get the popcorn.
Get 2-for-1 cinema tickets every Tuesday or Wednesday with Compare the Market. Simples!
When you take out a qualifying product for Compare the Market, one membership per year participating cinemas, 2 standard tickets only, cheap as free. T's and C's apply.
Can he say, this podcast is brought to you and powered by Sunday Cool?
This podcast is brought to you and powered by Sunday Cool.
Say, watch this.
Watch this or listen.
Watch this and listen.
Or listen.
Watch this or listen.
Or do both.
Both at the same time.
Finesse.
SundayCool.com. It's our brand new website. You gotta check it out. Right, Josh?
You gotta check it out. It's the best. We work so hard on making a new website. So it's easier for you to order t-shirts.
Guys, this brand new website is so easy to use. You can browse thousands of our customizable templates that you can use for your group, your business. It's really great.
It sure is, Andy. And guess what? We have a new Ninjas of Butterflies page smack dab on the new website where you can see all of our latest episodes, news updates, and you can even see all the merch right there on SundayCool.com.
Also, all of the other videos and comedy sketches that we do, it's all available there, and you get to learn more about who Sunday Cool is and why it's the greatest company in the world!
We forgot to mention that there's also a new customer portal for all new and existing customers to use on the website. Super easy to use, and you can track everything, your order progress. Progress? Order progress?
Process.
Process.
And the progress on the process.
So go check it out, SundayCool.com.
SundayCool.com. Hey, if you were selling hot dogs at a stadium, what would be your hot dog yell?
Hot dog! Get your hot dog!
That's really good. Willie, go ahead. Everyone's got to do one.
Hot dogs!
It sounds like you were surprised that you found hot dogs.
Whoa!
Hot dogs! I got hot dogs! All right, Andrew, go.
Hot dog!
That's good.
That's good.
That's good.
What about you?
That's good. I don't know what to like. Do go funny or just go loud.
Hot dog!
Yeah. Dang, dude, I'm heard that outside it. Of my
There we
headphones.
Go.
I'm buying yours.
Hot dog!
As soon as you said that, I thought of a line from a movie that's not in English, so I don't know how to say it.
Okay.
And then I also seeing the movie on the screen over there from Shanghai Noon.
Okay, yeah.
Where they're like, when they do the like the bowing down, they're like, ja, zhu, ja, zhu, ja, ja, zhu. Something like that.
That sounds so fun.
Hold on. I'll find out.
I heard Ada's a big fan of Shanghai Noon.
She is?
Yeah. Ada. Yeah. She was talking about it, wasn't she? Shanghai Noon?
Yeah.
Say Hi Moon.
Oh,
you told me this joke yesterday.
I said the Shanghai Noon thing?
Yeah. You're like, are you saying Shanghai Noon?
Bro, you're slipping.
I am. Because
she said, she was saying, say Hi Moon.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you're like, Shanghai Noon? I had no idea you knew about Jackie Chan and Owen Wilson's filmography. This is great.
Great movie.
Jiao Zhu, Jiao Zhu, Jiao Zhu, Jiao Zhu.
Something like that.
Well,
like do that. You know what I'm talking about?
Nope. But I know we just got canceled.
Never seen the film.
I probably did say it correctly.
You probably did.
Ja, ju, ja, ju, ja, ja, ju.
But it's like an explicit if like, it's just like someone's just like, no, quit saying it.
Sorry.
Hey, don't cancel me.
Hey, please, don't cancel me. Hey, if you are going to cancel me, I have some more things to say. Listen, I'm going to double down.
Bingo, baga, bogo, bogo. Cancel me for that. You can't.
Cancel me for this.
Because I just spoke a blessing over your children.
Boom. Prank.
What's up?
Can we just do that for the whole episode? And just while they just say, like, what?
Just an hour and a half. but don't cancel me.
No one's falling.
We look and they're just gone.
Yeah, just done them.
Would you like a little lift up to within the energy drink?
Hey, Andy, pass me a magic mind. Hey, shut up.
You want one, Andrew?
Yeah. I'm struggling today.
I already drank one before.
Because Josh had to get ready.
Dude. And that's why I can speak in other languages.
That was accurate.
Magic mind.
Magic mind. You can catch it like you're Spider-Man.
You're not even showing the label. Magic mind.
Magic mind.
Honestly, the best mind for your magic.
Is this the label?
No.
It's like an art piece all around.
Which side says magic mind?
This one.
Then that's the label.
Technically, the whole thing's the label.
I was watching that show that's Poison last night.
And that's the label.
And they were drinking these on that show last night. And they kept saying, I'm sober curious. And I'm trying this out because.
Who said this?
That terrible show that I watch.
Vanderpump?
Yeah.
You can say it. You've mentioned it multiple times.
You have. Hey, no, but Magic Mind, they've sent us a couple boxes of this stuff, and we're addicted and obsessed, and I feel that if we stop drinking...
We will die.
We'll die. Because the increase in brain power is fascinating. In fact, I can speak 3 different languages now after taking that.
All because of Magic Mind?
Mm-hmm.
Let me hear it.
Which one do you want to hear first?
I'm going to guess the 3 that you know.
Okay.
German.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. Perfect. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, let's do Mongolian.
Dude,
I understood that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, New Jersey.
Yeah, it's a
win the
win the
boom. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Wow, that's the power of magic mind.
All thanks to magic mind.
You could easily hold a bottle, but we're going to edit one in.
Wait. Well, thanks to Magic Mind. You need to put a thing on there. Hey, thanks, Magic Mind, for sending us that stuff.
Yeah, we love gifts.
Yeah. Send us more. Gifts. Send us more. Please.
More.
It's so healthy.
It's so healthy.
It's got lion's mane mushrooms in it.
Lion's mane mushroom.
Ah, yeah. So the mane of the lion.
Read the ingredients.
It has organic ceremonial grade matcha.
Don't know what that means, but it sounds good.
Yeah.
Agave. Passion fruit, natural vanilla, red beet, potassium. But then it has their patented blend, olive oil, ashwagandha. Something I can't pronounce. A lot of things I can't pronounce.
Orphan tears.
Hey, that's a big deal that it says natural vanilla. You guys see where they get unnatural vanilla from?
Imitation?
Oh, beaver butt or something,
yeah.
Right?
Farf. Beaver gland, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, we talked about that a long time ago.
That was one of our first videos ever with me.
Remember
that?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It wasn't even on the podcast.
No, it was our marketing video, like my first week here.
Yeah.
Is that where that bit of information
Oh, wait, don't we have a promo code that we can use? It's a Ninja 20?
Oh, yeah, that's what.
Don't we?
I didn't even know that. Yeah, let's check. Hold on, Magic Mind.
Hold on, everybody. Hold on. Wait,
please.
Wait.
The only thing that scares me about it is it's got organic cordyceps in it, which is healthy because that's a mushroom, but it's also the mushroom, the fungus in Last of Us that attaches to the brain.
I'm pretty sure Magic Mind loves hearing that. Hey, but we're giving honest reviews here, and Lily's slightly afraid that she's going to turn into a mushroom person now.
It's really healthy for you, but it also is turning people into zombies.
Not in real life. Want to make that clear. So if you use the code NINJA20 on magicmind.com, we should really have figured this out before.
No, I didn't even know that was a thing. Is that NINJA20?
Yeah,
NINJA20, yeah, for sure. NINJA20, magicmind.com.
Yeah.
They're probably not going to send us any more of these.
Whatever.
I'll put the website right here.
Yeah.
But listen, guys, we really want some, so please go buy it and use that promo code so that they continue to send it to us.
I know. Like, for real.
So nice. It actually works, though.
No, it for real does.
And yeah, I don't go home feeling like all strung out on caffeine.
Yeah, if we're doing honest feedback, I don't enjoy the flavor of matcha. I don't enjoy anything. Like, I literally tried wheatgrass last week for the first time. I almost threw up.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
The effects of it are worth it. The effects, for sure.
They say pair it with a cup of coffee and it amplifies your coffee.
Yeah, with your caffeine.
I like the flavor.
I like the flavor too. I love matcha though.
Speaking of flavor, do you want a song?
Yes.
Song.
Yes.
Please.
Yes, please.
No, yes.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Josh.
No.
Yes, please, sir, Josh.
My husband.
No.
Yes, please, Josh, my husband's.
Sorry.
Oh, man. Someone call the marriage therapist.
No respect in this house. No respect.
Ain't got no respect.
Hey, no respect.
That's
sounds
respect.
Like sounds like you're powering up.
I'm telling you, I'm going to find the clip, and you're going to have to put it there. We'll put it, the audio clip right here. That was dead on.
It'll be clip face? It'll be there if he actually finds the clip and sends it to me.
I will.
For what?
That one,
I was like, what audio?
There's someone out there watching is like, I know exactly what you're talking
about. You're killing with our like 0-1% audience right
now.
It's
so niche.
They're crushing.
Ready?
He's quoting Shanghai! Mom, get in here!
The whole family. Oh my gosh, he said it so perfectly.
Oh man, it's perfect. All right, let's watch it again.
The whole family does it with me. Ja-ju.
Hey. Get a video of your grandma doing that, please.
Please. And tag us, Ninjas and Butterflies.
No context, just like a bunch of old grandmas.
All right, ready?
Are you emotionally prepared?
Yar.
Alright, here we go.
Ninjas are butterflies.
Episode 80, what a surprise.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Yeah. Did you know tomatoes are a fruit?
Did you know tomatoes are a fruit? Did you know tomatoes are a fruit? They're not a vegetable.
Did you know tomatoes are a fruit?
Did you know tomatoes are a fruit? Did you know tomatoes are a fruit? They're not a vegetable.
What about grapes?
That is a fruit.
What about pineapple?
That is a fruit.
What about an onion?
That is not a fruit, that is a vegetable.
Good to know. What about a potato?
I don't know.
What about a corn?
Yes, it is.
What about another corn vegetable?
Yeah.
Did you know tomatoes are a fruit? Did you know tomatoes are a fruit? Did you know tomatoes are a fruit? They're not a vegetable. Ninjas are butterflies. Tomatoes are fruit, not vegetables. Tomatoes are a fruit, not a vegetable. Yeah. Mangoes are also a fruit.
Ninjas are not a fruit.
They are butterflies. Ninjas are not a fruit. Ninjas are not a fruit. Ninjas are not a fruit. They are butterflies. Ninjas are butterflies. Episode 80, what a surprise.
Welcome
to the show.
Tomatoes are a fruit.
Tomatoes are a fruit. Tomatoes are a fruit.
So is a cucumber.
Apples are a fruit.
The cucumbers are a fruit.
They tomatoes look like pickles. What a surprise.
Pineapples are sticking in my mouth. It hurts right now.
Wow.
We connected at the end. We just need to look at each other now.
Deep eye contact.
That was good.
We had a feeling. Yeah, that was good. That was excellent.
What'd you think?
You lost the cursiveness toward the end.
That's all right.
Andy's initial cursive was so cringe.
I know.
No, I erupted his full body.
He was doing it earlier today. I'm like, what did you say?
What was there? There
I'm
was
terrible
a word.
Doing cursive.
You said it was a location.
Oh, Abby Kai Kai. We're talking about Albuquerque.
Yeah,
so we're just naming different places.
I forget.
It was good.
But speaking of naming different places, everyone be quiet.
I want to take that from the top one more time.
No.
Okay. This is becoming my least favorite part.
Your least or your most?
Least.
I don't care, but please be quiet. Because this is a real question. Okay? Okay?
Okay.
Today's question, Lily, Andy, Andrew, Josh. Today's question, sent in by a viewer. Sheesh. 下修。 Today's question sent in by a viewer. Should mansplaining be outlawed?
Whoa.
Should mansplaining be outlawed?
Yeah. I think so.
Probably, yeah.
I feel like there was more deeper to that question, but I think it's a pretty black and white. Yeah, I think it should be outlawed. Yeah, for sure. Lily?
No, I don't think so.
She doesn't seem like she's fully getting it. Let me break this down for you real quick. So, Andy, help me with mansplaining. Basically, is this concept of where?
Well, I mean, maybe she doesn't understand the full question. Like, gotta, okay, so outlaw.
Let's start with outlaw.
So, like outlaw. I know that's like maybe not a term, but like it's like. So, say you have, I have a quarter, and you have a quarter, and a quarter
which is 50 cents
together. Yeah. And so, that's like it. You have 25, you have 20, and the coin machine has to have 50 cents. So you come over and you steal mine. Now stealing is illegal. It's outlawed in this.
So that's what you're
going outside of the law.
Okay, so she gets
Why
that.
Why are you getting
No, but basically just the whole we covered the law part.
Yeah.
The mansplaining part is basically the whole concept. No, I don't. But
what do you think? What do you let give her a chance? What do you think mansplaining is?
What you're doing right now?
No, she
doesn't get it. She's not getting it.
You're not fully getting it. It's the idea of like a man like over explaining something that almost like belittles women in a sense, you know?
Absolutely. So, I think you nailed that right on the head. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
We'll cover it later.
Yeah, we'll cover it later. So I guess you guys heard it here first. We had to explain it all to Lily that we should outlaw mansplaining. Welcome to the show!
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's
creatures.
I said empty your mind.
You learn martial arts! Ha! Ninja's
attack! Did I do that right?
I think so.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
I saw a husband, he tweeted out and he said, my wife asked me what mansplaining is and now I feel trapped.
Did we explain that well, though?
I suppose.
Yeah.
We could circle back later and maybe we could build a graph or something.
Yeah.
Would that be helpful?
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
I realize in these gaslighting segments that I should probably talk to you more often because every podcast starts with me getting on the bandwagon against you, and it's like the first actual thing I've said to you all day. I'm like, yeah, shut up.
Yeah, you're crazy.
What is that? Hey, look at what we got. We paid a lot of money for that.
Really?
No, it was free.
Oh, I was wondering.
Yeah, 1 million subscribers, baby. We got the plaque. We got it. Say congratulations to us.
Thank. I was about to thank them.
No, and then
they're like, no. But first, tell us how grateful you are for this podcast. Big thanks to all the fans, man. This is awesome.
All 1 million of yous.
18 months, basically, and we hit it, dude.
Do this. No, Pat.
Oh.
There was that old stand-up comic. His name's Andrew Dice Clay, and he would smoke a cigarette. And after he like say something really big, he would take a cigarette and go like that. It's like, how is that cool? I don't know why I thought that was cool when I was a kid.
My parents love Andrew Dice Clay.
He's crazy. Have you seen what he does on TikTok now?
No.
It's the funniest thing because he's 60s. He's an older guy. He walks through the city of New York with his big old Elvis glasses still, and he just goes up and he starts filming somebody. He's like, do you want a picture? He's like, I got time for a picture. And they're like, who are you? He's like, oh, I thought you wanted a picture with me. I'm Andrew Dice Clay.
Who is this?
He's a huge stand-up comedian.
Okay.
Back in like the 80s and 90s, but now he's literally just going up and making hilarious content for somebody his age. I'm like, that's such a great like Gen Z thing, like the uncomfortable catching them in the moment or something.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Speaking of 80s and 90s though.
What happened?
I saw a video. Again, I do not know the credibility of this, but I did see a video.
Okay.
And it was this man. I think it was filmed. It looked like what they were wearing in the video quality, like either late 90s or early 2000s. But he was a German man, this older German man. And it was like it looked like the early version of like a TED Talk, but it was like this whole room of people. he's speaking in German and there's a translator, but this man is an artist, and he said that years ago that Disney paid him $60 million to go back into all the old films and draw or paint in lines in the sky.
What?
Why?
Yeah.
Like
to make trails. it more. Oh, it happened. It's been happening forever. It's a normal thing.
No way.
That's really.
That's what he said in front of like 300 people.
You see the video?
Yeah, I saved
it. Golly, dude. That's wild.
Yeah.
I mean, it would make total sense. It's all digitized now.
But like, why would Disney like
care?
Yeah. Because they're owned by.
I mean, look what they own.
The United Nations.
What?
I.e. BlackRock?
BlackRock?
Vanguard? They're controlling us all?
Other words?
Huh?
They own Disney?
I don't know.
I mean, Disney
BlackRock,
owns.
No, yeah. BlackRock owns like the majority of everything or has stake. Like BlackRock, Vanguard. Someone did a huge breakdown of. Actually, I don't want to talk about it because I'm going to mis-explain it so poorly. I'll talk about it.
Ah, come on.
He basically is like, he was like, okay, if BlackRock, Vanguard, and I forget the other big company.
It's similar to BlackRock. I always think that's they must fight about it.
Blackstone you're thinking of?
Maybe.
Like, yeah, it's Blackstone, but it's not that. It's another. Riddles. Yeah.
It's a ship is a logo.
Liberty, liberty, liberty,
liberty.
That's not that either. But he was like, he started noticing, he's like looking into who owns the majority of stock and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But like Vanguard owns a big portion of stock in BlackRock. BlackRock owns a big portion of stock in Vanguard. But these companies own a lot of stock in
State Street.
That's it.
The whole world.
But he like broke it down. And like someone on Reddit did these graphs of like, okay, if this person owns this, and like he would color it out with like a black box.
Yeah.
And basically at the end, there's one overarching company power at B that owns 99% of everything US wise. Like it's like they own BlackRock, they own Vanguard, like it's like this huge, like they own something.
They're the umbrella that owns it all. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and that's all just one big monopoly then.
And they own us.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How much am I?
I saw this TikTok, or no, someone on Instagram sent me this reel, which I want to ask our Alexa to do it.
You guys have an Alexa?
We do. Watch this. You know
how dangerous that is?
Actually, no, I don't want to say it because then Alexa, turn China off. Nice. Alexa, turn China on. Okay. Look at that.
China.
All our cameras should shut down.
We didn't. Someone else set it up.
And no, I did.
Oh, you did?
Because there was like, Dalton was like, what do you want to name it? And I'm like, I don't know, something funny. So, and that was just.
China's funny.
I was doing my Trump impression that day. So I was just like, call it China.
Turn China off.
That's good.
But yeah, they're asking it about like your birth certificate and stuff and how. We talked about it briefly before a while ago, but like some, maybe not on the podcast, I forget, but basically there's something with the US Treasury or like Federal Reserve or something, like your birth certificate.
What's that buzzing?
Buzz.
Oh no. Andy, no. basically when you're born that it's like a US has stock on you. So it's like your birth certificate represents your stock within the nation or something like
worth.
That.
Yeah.
And then she asks the question, like, when you die, how much can the U.S. collect off of your birth certificate?
Mm-hmm. Like from whom itself?
Yeah, it's like a stock holding option or something weird like that. No. Explaining it so terribly right now. Yeah. But it said, like, basically when you die, the U.S. can collect $100 million from your birth certificate.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Nice.
I think it's a metaphor.
A metaphor for what?
Your value as a U.S. citizen and what you bring to the table.
I'm well worth.
Who is paying out $100 million per birth certificate?
What?
Can I cash it in like the DMV? I just bring my own birth certificate.
I'd like $100 million.
I'd like to turn this in, please.
I don't understand.
I'm gonna do more research. Next episode, I'll come with a full breakdown.
Someone also mentioned that you need to do a deeper dive into the Federal Reserve.
Yeah.
Because they're like, you're literally touching the tip of it. And it's like there's so much more. So I'm like, okay, I'm curious. I don't know what's out there.
I'll do that with the birth certificate thing.
Yeah. Speaking of Disney though, did you hear about Raglan Road?
What? No, what?
Someone died at Raglan.
What?
Of what?
Yeah, literally a dairy and nut allergy. It was a doctor.
Great.
And they like confirmed like 4 or 5 times like, hey, this can't, like we can't, like she's like, it's super bad. And they rest assured like, hey, nothing's wrong. And then suddenly she separates from her mom to go shopping, ends up in Hollywood, the Hollywood Theater, Planet Hollywood, and literally dies.
Whoa. Having
from an allergy attack. Isn't that crazy?
Dang.
Disney got, I don't know, man.
That's nuts.
Disney took her out. That's what I say.
No. That's too soon. Sorry. No.
Too many doctors.
What'd you say?
That's nuts. Don't cry over spilled milk.
Okay, my turn. I want to talk about Disney.
That's dairy sad. What's up?
I want to talk about Disney.
Okay.
My hairdresser, Debbie Chin, shout out Debbie, was talking to me last time that she was there. I was there. And she was, she's a conspiracy about Disney that she has come up with on her own.
Okay.
And I was curious because I feel like when people open the can of Disney, they immediately go to like child trafficking and like dark stuff like that.
Okay.
But she instead believes that Disney is the ultimate doomsday prepper.
Mm.
And she indicated this to me. And at first I'm like, I don't know. But Living with the Land, that was the ride she was first talking about. She's like, why is there an actual team of scientists involved on this project? Back there with beakers and test tubes and stuff like that and bags of seeds and all of it. She's like, it's an attraction at Disney, but what are they really trying to accomplish here?
Yeah.
And then she's talking about all the acreage that's untouched at Disney that they have yet to develop. You know, she's like, a company like that, like, they're making decisions. They're building new parks, you know, this, that, whatever. What's all this acreage covering? But the part that really got me was when she was talking about the Star Wars hotel. Because, you know, they built it and then abandoned it. Like, okay. They just said the project became too expensive, and so we're not...
I didn't know.
Yeah, they built it, and they're like, this is too expensive, we're not going to open it to the public. Mm-hmm. And she's like, it's Star Wars.
Yeah.
You're not going to fill that thing for 10 years to come?
Yeah.
Can I add to your conspiracy theory?
So what's the theory behind that, though?
That it's... Well, it's all indoor, and it's a simulator. It's a simulator, so they don't have, like, windows and stuff like that, and it's, like, an all-indoor thing.
So they're saying there's something in there, but they're just saying like,
they're saying it's like I think she's suggesting it's like a silo, like a protected, because they don't have windows. It's supposed to be a space simulator is your window.
Mm.
Weird.
So it could be like silo.
Oh, can I add to your conspiracy?
Yeah.
As you were saying that of like the beakers and like experiments and all the stuff that they're doing.
Yes.
The Nazi scientist that came over here during Project Paperclip, the Wernher von Braun.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
He was the one that was a rocket scientist that got us ultimately to the moon.
Yeah.
Maybe. Okay. But he was good friends with Disney.
Uh-oh.
And in fact, he was on his show a lot.
What show?
The Imagine, whatever, Walt Disney show that he used to do.
Oh.
Talking about like Epcot and all that stuff.
Mm. Yeah.
Wernher von Braun was like, appeared a lot on that thing.
Interesting.
Uh-oh. And Wernher von Braun did a lot of not cool things.
Yeah.
In how much, Nazi Germany.
Can we look up how much Disney is worth? I mean, like, that's... I'll look it up.
$20 kajillion. How much is Disney
worth? Let's see here.
About Nazis. That movie.
Speaking of Nazis.
Yes.
What movie?
The movie we were watching. What is it called?
How much?
$202
billion.
That's a lot.
You know, they're not in it just for entertainment. There's got to be other stuff, obviously. So, scary. What were we saying? Sorry.
What movie? Well,
that movie that we were watching, the A24 movie, what's it called?
Oh, Zone of Interest?
Yeah. You
watched it?
We watched half of it.
Yeah, half of it.
It's painful, dude.
I can't wait to watch it this week.
It's painful.
I can't even imagine.
Can I tell you about, I don't know if you saw this part, but the way they filmed it, it's the real house, mm-hmm. right?
Oh, wow.
And they just put cameras up all in the house, so they didn't have a camera
crew. For the filming of it.
For the filming of it. Mm-hmm. And so the actors were saying, when you were in a shot alone, you were truly alone. There wasn't a sound guy or a cameraman or anything like that. And
they rigged up the whole house with like basically like hidden cameras.
Yeah.
So it's like they're film. They're like really playing it out.
You're immersive in it.
Yeah.
Oh man.
But it's crazy because it's the juxtaposition between like
it's ducks in positions,
storybook, fairy tale, family life, like a family of like six kids or whatever, and like rearing children and like babies and stuff, and then just over the wall.
Yeah. So it's like it is just a normal story, but there's a heaviness, obviously.
Yeah.
Heaviness.
Yeah.
Because, like, they'll be having, like, a, you know, like, one of your normal, like, situations with the family, and it's, like, you know, sunny, they're playing at the lake, but then they're screaming.
Mm. It's just, like, a hint thing of screaming in the background.
I'm literally going to watch that this weekend all alone in my house, just, like, I'm going to feel that movie. That's going to be a tough one.
And then he's, like, his wife's out in the parlor room talking, like, bragging to her girlfriends about, like, her new lifestyle, how she has, like, this farmhouse or whatever. Her husband's taking an office meeting in his home office, and they're choosing out their chambers, their gas chambers. Jeez, they're going to put in at the...
It's terrible.
Is it spoken in English?
No. All German. No,
it's all German?
Yeah.
Intense! Wow.
What were you going to say?
No, I was looking at the subsidy value granted by local like tax breaks for Disney because
I have a follow-up question after that.
Okay. My bet was
let me just ask it first. What's a subsidy mean?
I had to do the same research. You guys think I'm smart. I just disappear from the podcast for like half an hour and research and then regurgitate what I read.
No one thinks you're smart.
I know.
No,
I'm kidding.
don't do that.
A
no.
subsidy is a sum of money granted by the government or a public body to assist in an industry or
like
business.
Like subsidize.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that would be the same word.
It would, but the adjective of it, the verb of it, right? You're subsidizing someone. That's a verb.
That's a verb.
So subsidy is the noun.
And subsidy is a city for submarines.
Yep.
That I'm going to make
or
one day.
Or a city made out of subs.
Yes.
Like the hoagies.
Yes. Eat fresh.
But they've been given $2.5 billion in state or local subsidies, winning 252 awards. And so,
why do they need to be subsidized?
Yeah.
Why do big banks need to be subsidized?
Yeah. We need help.
I'm just saying subsidize as much as possible to show that I knew what it meant the whole time.
Can we clip that and make sure that's in the clip whenever we?
I'm gonna subsidize my mouth with water.
Yeah, if you're like an economics major, please explain all of this in detail in the comments so we understand it fully.
But I think that banks need to be subsidized so that the government has some kind of insight into what's because of 08.
Yeah.
The recession of 08.
Yeah.
Because they were just lending too much. Nobody had any idea. And then kaput.
Yeah. Speaking of kaput, you guys hear about that bill that's being or maybe it was passed or it's trying to be passed in Tennessee right now? Mm-mm. Regarding lettuce?
Uh-oh.
No.
Don't know this.
Dude.
I look at me. Do you think I'm reading news about lettuce?
This bill is called, jeez.
Give me a shot.
C-E-P-I-C-K-Y. Kepke?
Sepkepke?
Sepiki? Sepiki?
Subsidize.
Subsidize. Mm. The subsidized Sepeki. Sepeki.
Go Blackley.
Basically... It's really terrifying.
Okay.
Okay.
But he was out there talking about at the University of California, they have figured out a way to basically put human vaccines within vegetables.
Why?
Dude.
And why? So the whole argument was like, well, he's saying, for instance, like tomatoes, how they're putting in tomatoes and lettuce and stuff. How many tomatoes would you have to eat before you potentially overdose on the vaccine? And so the whole bill is basically trying to label different vegetables, which ones have vaccines and which ones don't, so that people are allowed to choose. Because apparently they're trying to roll it out without telling anyone the difference of this one has a vaccine and this one does not have a vaccine.
What are we doing?
I hope you're reading those books you bought.
Why is this?
Bro, I started my garden yesterday.
Did you?
Why is this even a conversation?
I don't know. Why stop putting vaccines in vegetables,
Quit touching the food. The food's fine.
That's why I don't eat vegetables.
There's no way that would ever be legal because there's a religious exemption in this country for vaccines. There are religions in this country that believe that can't be vaccinated. They want
I'm just
blood
saying
you're not obligated to purchase it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying if they could do it sneakily, they'll do it sneakily.
Yeah, they probably have already been doing it.
Bro.
And now they're just kind of like, wait a second. Yeah, we just figured out how to do this.
Yeah.
Like, you got to let us know which ones you're putting in. They're like,
lettuce.
Yeah, make a
lettuce.
Let us know.
I don't know what that means, but it scares me.
But I mean, you think about it, like all the cancer causing stuff, they definitively know this does give you cancer, and they just put a little thing on it and they're like, who cares?
You know it doesn't give you cancer? Magic Mind.
Thanks, Magic Mind.
Go to magicmind.com and use the code NINJAS20.
NINJAS20.
No beaver butt.
I don't even know the discount.
No, it's probably 20%, I imagine. It's
probably 99% off. It's not.
Did you guys hear about what Wendy's doing?
Wendy or Wendy's?
Oh, don't get me started on Wendy. Golly, we'll talk about her.
That woman.
That lady. But you haven't heard about what Wendy's is doing with their price gouging?
Oh, yeah.
They're price hiking up to like $1 or $2 or something during lunch and busy hours. Every menu item is going to have a price increase during busy hours. So that means if you're in line, the longer you wait, the more you have to pay.
Yeah.
Idiots.
I mean, how do you?
They're doing it supply and demand model.
I don't get it.
It's not even their fault. You can't pay people as much as you're getting paid. I made $7.50 an hour when I worked fast food, and that's why you could charge $5 for a Whopper value meal.
But
yeah,
they can help it. Don't do it during your busiest hours. That makes no sense. Incentivize people to go during the less busy hours.
Yeah.
Don't you think that? Let's talk about supply and demand, that if you became a restaurant that served really good food at the cheapest price possible, that you would in turn sell more because people are like, let's go here. It's the cheapest place to eat, and it's really good.
Have you seen that? There's a Japanese guy who has like a hot dog stand. I watched this like documentary on him, and he's had the same prices for over 30 years, but he's like an artist with like how he cuts up the hot dogs, and he's refused to raise his prices. And he's like, this is just what I do. I take good care of people and they respect me and come back because of this.
And nice. I guarantee he gets tipped like crazy.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's like, also, it goes a long way.
Shout out Costco.
Yeah, for real, dude. Those guys
What's
are
up
great.
With Costco?
They won't raise the price on, is it just their hot dogs?
Yeah, I want to find the quote because the guy,
the founder of Costco or something.
Is it because of that guy?
Yeah. He said like,
one sec, I got it.
Yeah.
He said, oh, geez, that's not the one I was thinking of. He said, I'm going to die. He said, if you raise the price of the effing hot dog, I will kill you.
That was Mr. Costco.
Said that to the hot dog guy?
Yeah.
The Japanese hot dog guy.
Wait, I'm lost.
If you raise the price of this hot dog, Mr. Cartman, I will kill you.
No, two separate things now. That was a Japanese hot dog.
Spoken.
Never. I'm talking about the Costco hot dog.
What did he say?
Let me mansplain this to you.
It was like it was the guy who like he's not in charge of the thing anymore, but he created Costco and new people are in charge and they were debating like I think he's still on the board and stuff.
Oh, okay.
And so like when they were like, hey, we're gonna raise the prices, he says, if you raise this price, I'm gonna kill you.
Of the hot dog that you buy
at Costco.
Not like a pack of hot dogs, but the hot dog.
No, the Costco hot dog.
Lily, okay, I get it now.
Have you never had a Costco or Sam's Club hot dog?
Never.
Okay, so
you're missing out.
Privileged.
I've had the IKEA meatballs.
That's not the same.
Dude, I didn't know IKEA was a loop. The first time when we moved here.
It's a maze, dude. And it freaks me out.
I told Paige, I was like, yeah, we'll just go in for a little check on something, and then realize, no, you're committed to the entire adventure.
Dude, I get so claustrophobic in IKEA.
Yeah, I don't like
Imagine going to IKEA and not knowing that the things are in different languages.
Yeah.
I walked in the IKEA and I was so confused. I literally felt like I was having a stroke for a second. I was just like,
it's in Swedish, right?
It took me like 30 minutes because I was just like walking and then I was like, wait a minute, what is this?
What the heck is a frugobloppler? It just looks like a broom.
Yeah, it's a broom, guys. You guys have big typos.
Did you see Zlatan Ibrahimovic's take on IKEA?
No.
So when he moved to LA,
he's a soccer player.
Very, very famous soccer player.
He's the one that was confused.
Not that famous.
Anyways, he goes to the LA Galaxy, buys a huge house, nothing in it. The designer and the realtor, they start talking and they're like, yeah, we'll, you know, give us your card. We'll deck this thing out. He goes, just go to IKEA or however you actually say it. And and they're like, rich people like you don't shop there. He's like, smart people do.
Nice.
And literally his mansion.
Or dumb Europeans.
Out. Yeah.
Who can't spell a broom. They spell it flobber globber.
Yeah, don't you know it's easier just to say broom?
Dumb.
You guys realize other people speak languages? That's dumb.
That's dumb.
I mean, just speak English. Speak American.
Oh, man.
Start trashing other cultures just because their language is different.
I don't get it. Dumb. What you just said.
Speaking of dumb, did you guys hear the story about Albert Einstein and the person he said the smartest person he ever met?
His wife?
Albert Einstein.
No.
He was German.
I doubt it.
No, so he had a chauffeur, and he referred to him as the smartest person he's ever met for this reason. When he was touring and he was giving all these lectures, and he had to give this speech, he ended up getting really, really, really sick. And he was like, I can't go up. I can't give this lecture. And his chauffeur was like, I've been with you for years. I listen to you do this every night. Let me do it. And so he gives the speech, kills it. And then at the very end of the thing, somebody asks this really complex question.
Pretending to be Albert Einstein, correct?
Yeah. He's pretending to be him. I'll take that clip and move it to the beginning of the reel if we use it. He's pretending to be him. This guy asks this question, like really complex question. And he's like, sir, that is such a simple question. Even my chauffeur can answer it. And he literally points down at Albert Einstein. Einstein gets up and kills it, and no one else asked any questions.
Is so funny.
Now, man, that's smart.
Comedic genius, too.
Hey.
And some say that's the smartest type.
Mm. Mm. I say that. I know I do.
Wait a second. Are we smart?
We're smart?
Who's funnier, me or Andy?
Well,
Let's see in the comments. Please don't hurt our feelings.
My feelings hurt.
Somebody said that the funnier you are, the more trauma you have.
Oh, you do have a lot of trauma.
You are, in fact, very hilarious.
Yes,
you're definitely funnier. Yep. Speaking of trauma.
Yeah?
We got a lot. Don't go anywhere. Hey, everybody. We got Sunday Cool on top with Sunday Cool. Hey, quick replay. Wasn't that funny? Hey, go to sundaycool.com. We got a brand new website. And guys, if you want swag, if you want to support the greatest comedy podcast in the world, Ninjas Are Butterflies, you just go to sundaycoolswag.com or you go to sundaycool.com, check out our merch, check out our page, and then order all your favorite merch.
Yes.
It's going to be great.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that's it. I didn't miss anything, right?
I don't know. No, I don't think you missed anything.
Perfect. Thanks, man.
You miss anything?
Nope. Some of the shit, the bubble suck. Nice.
What?
Don't you say that to me!
Josh!
Jiao Zhu!
Hey.
You're supposed to correct me!
What did you say that needed correcting?
Just anything. You said you're supposed to. You forgot something. That was the whole thing!
Wasn't that ad fun? Where did they go? Andy? Lily? Andrew? Oh, no.
I have a conspiracy theory that they're trying to phase out monthly contacts.
Mmm.
And make everybody go to dailies.
Oh, there you guys are.
Yeah.
I asked if the ad was fun, but you guys just disappeared, and now you just reappeared. That was...
Yeah, because you punched me in the face, dude.
Yeah, well, that's because you said that really offensive thing in that made-up language.
Thanks for defending me, dude.
Yeah, of course. Anyways.
Anyways,
let me start that. You see that, everyone? Everyone's always like,
this would get a 10 out of 10 if the reflection of the clock wasn't in the YouTube button.
Yeah.
Guess what? I don't want to remove it.
Guess what? You commented and helped the algorithm.
Guess what? We'll move it someday.
Never.
Just
we ain't ever gonna stop.
Did you say that we just put the clock here?
Yeah.
Like, do a giant mirror, so it's like mirrors all around it.
Like one of those trifold mirrors.
Yeah. But crazy times, man.
Dude, crazy times, crazy measures. You know what I'm saying?
Did you see that? The lady in Plymouth, UK, United Kingdom, England. She was like digging up her garden to like plant something or redo it or something, and found a giant World War II German bomb in her backyard that had not detonated. And so they had to evacuate the entire town 10,000 people had to evacuate their homes.
It was that massive?
It was from like a B-52 bomber.
That's so scary. Big old bomb. That's so scary.
And so these dudes had to remove it, like dig it up fully, remove it from the ground, and then they drove it out to the sea and exploded it in the sea.
That's kind of cool, though.
Yeah.
That's like, could you imagine like
being
Batman.
The guy? Could you imagine being the guy driving the truck, though?
Yeah, dude.
That sucks.
I know. I was watching Oppenheimer, and you see how like how they would have, they drop these things and they're so careful. I'm like, what is, dude, that's so scary, dude, man.
This is perfect. We got to do my reel now because it's straight in line with this conversation.
He's cutting.
I know.
You can't cut.
But it has to do with that.
All right. We'll cut.
Fine.
Give us a song there, sweetie pie.
Hey.
Sugar lips.
Dutz.
Hey.
Oh. I was looking at you.
Hey.
Hey, that's my wife.
Listen.
Say it again, I promise you.
Hall and Oates.
Who?
Hall and Oates. You know, Rich Girl? Your kiss is on my list? Because your kiss.
Because Andrew has a riff for us.
No, I don't know. Because you're
a rich girl.
Oh,
because Andrew has...
He's got a riff on. What is going on with us lately?
We need to change this.
We got
to
figure out.
I don't like this.
No,
anymore.
We got to figure out a new way. Someone suggested a way where we can transition to Andrew's thing.
Maybe yeah,
we
just he's saying, when I sing about him, it has to be original each time.
I don't think we need two improvised songs in one episode.
You're saying say one nice thing or sing one nice thing?
Say.
Oh. No.
Let's sing.
Oh.
Andrew has a reel.
You have great looking ankles.
He's covering them with a sock.
Always.
Makes him look great.
You've never seen his ankles.
Yes, I have.
Oh, yeah, we have.
I've seen everyone's ankles, Lil.
We have, okay?
I have Andrew, a whole folder.
Can you
How do you think he got hired? Show us some ankles first. All right. There's your desk.
Can you pivot to TikTok? Because I can open TikToks in my browser.
Wow. See, this is the thing about people who
don't know
fast
what you're
from
asking
stuff. It's just like
someone my age to do.
For future episodes, I can.
It's just
deal.
You make it an inconvenience for everyone. It's like a vegan over here. It's just like, yeah, but can we actually not get that for the table because I'm allergic? And it's like, what are you doing?
It's like him.
No one
veganism and allergies are really different.
No, that's true. Yeah, you don't mind if we order cheese. You just can't eat it or touch it.
Yeah.
Or look at it.
Or you'll die.
Smell it. That's the worst.
Were you sent an Instagram?
Yeah, it's already been sent.
Okay.
One sec. All right, I got it.
3, 2,
read
one.
It.
Guys, check this out. My package pretty much just came in.
Demon core release radiation really nice like Chernobyl in seconds.
Oh, it's
thing right here, accent piece.
It's plutonium.
Pry out this lid, and the inside's this little shiny ball. And it looks so freaking cool. It'd be a really good piece to put on my desk or something.
There's no way that's real.
It's real. He destabilized the core when it dropped. It's got, I think, beryllium is the name of the other thing that is encasing the plutonium. And as long as it doesn't break the seal, it's fine. It broke, and literally, he just got fried with radiation.
And he died?
He passed away several days later.
No!
Yeah.
Oh, that is crazy.
I was about to make fun of the way he talked. I would, but then I found out he died.
And we would never.
We never talk about it.
Josh!
What?
You can't do that. You can't.
I didn't.
We would never
I was
do
making
that.
Fun of somebody else. I was thinking of somebody else when I said that, talked like that. Ugh.
What the fweek, Josh?
Poor dog.
Stop.
Dude. Joshua.
There's so many words he said that. That's so funny.
Is that freaking radiation? What happened to him is not funny.
I think I'm in a bit of a pickle right now.
Is this freaking Chernobyl right now?
Oh, no.
Okay, first of all, the guy, what did you expect was going to happen?
And you said that.
Like it's a, I don't think it looked like it was.
It looked like his garage.
He was talking about how awesome it is, and he was like, "Yeah, it's just a cool paperweight." Cool. He's holding it up with a metal rod, as if that's going to be like stable enough to keep that shield closed.
That's not cool.
Reddit would put that under the category of Win Stupid Prizes Award. You know,
That's horrible.
It is terrible. That's awful.
Speaking of terrible and awful, you know what time it is.
Questions Corner,
Lily!
Where the questions are
first
on
a month.
What about Questions Corner is stupid and awful?
It was a segue.
Okay. The ninjas group, as in us four.
Yes, ma'am.
Gets stranded on an island.
Okay. I'm eating Josh.
Who's the leader? Who organizes everything? And who dies first?
Good question.
But
there's got to be a fourth one, right?
One's just floating.
One, that's the survivalist.
Or
who's the lone survivor.
Or maybe we all feel bad and we're keeping that person alive.
Okay, so who's the leader?
The three of us all have
I think I'm the or, I think I'm the organizer.
Wait, you just said the three of us. I'm definitely a candidate for leadership.
I'm speaking to
I think I'm an organizer.
On a deserted island? You're in marketing. We're in content. I'm speaking of the working relationship that already exists.
I said ninjas group.
Speaking about this context to apply it to the overall discussion.
I'm a candidate for leadership.
No. All in favor of Lily not being the leader.
All in favor of her being the first one to die.
Hey! What? I was scratching my head. I was scratching my head.
Apparently. You guys followed my lead.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Dang I would it. Trust that. Who's the organizer?
I'll be the organizer.
I'm the organizer.
No, he's definitely an organizer. He's the best at organizing.
Okay, first of all,
have you seen meal prep?
Actually, let's be honest. I'm probably the first one that dies because there's going to be like a massive like hole or something. They're like, we got to figure out what's down there.
No.
And then like Andy, you're willing to
I'm
do
gonna
it.
I'm going to be the first one to die. You guys are going to discover like an airplane that's crashed and it's just full of mac and cheese. And I'm going to be like, dang it.
I can't eat it. Try.
Andrew wakes up like buried in sand, but it's actually just Parmesan cheese.
I feel like I feel like I would die first just because of all the.
Like, I think you would panic.
That's fair.
If we landed on a plane, I think you would panic.
No, I keep my cool.
Oh, this is an island?
Oh, this is pretty chill.
This is pretty chill.
We can make something out of this, guys. Follow my lead.
I'm going to say. I'm going to say the two of you are at a disadvantage because you have to look out for somebody else. Some would say that's an advantage, but
I don't like this game anymore.
Okay, so
here's your question.
So he's the leader, you're the organizer, you're the one that dies first. What happens to me?
You're the cook.
Okay, sure.
I think you...
I'm the gatherer.
You're the one that would be like, I'm just going to start swimming, and I'm going to find someone, and you would. I promise you would find
it wouldn't someone. It wouldn't be a human, though. It's just like literally like a mermaid.
He's right on the back of a mermaid.
Guys,
I found help!
You guys are all crying on the beach, just like, this is stupid. We're never going to see our families again. Just in the distance. Hey! Just scooping across the water.
So that was your question, but you seem upset by it. How did you think that was going to play out?
I wanted to be the leader.
Mm.
Did you think everyone... It's kind of like that Triangle of Sadness movie. Everyone's like, who's the leader?
Yeah.
Yeah. But why do you think... Did you think we were all going to pick you?
I don't know. I thought maybe.
Yeah. I trust you. And so that'd be the thing, because I would want to be the leader, but I wouldn't want to fight to be the leader. So I'd be like, easy, go ahead. Anybody could do it. So I would let you guys fight it out.
There definitely wouldn't be a leader if it was the four of us either. We just kind of like, let's split up and do our own stuff.
I think
Andy, you do this. Andrew, you do that. Lily, you do that. I'll lead.
I think you're the first person to die, and she ends up being the leader only because you guys fight about being the leader. She pulls out a flare gun, pops you right in the chest.
Shoot you.
Now who wants to be the leader?
I mean, we kind of know. We kind
of organizing stuff.
Hop to it, chef.
No, we know what would happen because we went camping together. I disappeared and fished for literally 3 days straight. You organized all the meals and cooked
and
everything.
And I didn't fish at all. I just cooked.
Yeah.
And then stamps around like Bigfoot.
Yeah.
And Josh told people that there were better ways to do the things that they were doing while he sat in a chair.
Austin would be our gatherer.
Remember them, the horseshoe crab?
Yeah.
Like 30 minutes, and yeah. Austin's underwater just feeling this massive crab.
I hate those
and
things.
Literally pulling it up, and he lifts it up above his head. It was great.
I forgot to say, I wrote in my notes, I have to make a correction from the last podcast.
Ugh.
I said that the
Corrections corner.
I said that the Septuagint predated the Greek translation. The Greek translation was the Septuagint.
Oh.
That's it. Moving on.
Everyone's deleting their comments now. So everyone who disagreed or yelled at us,
yeah,
or
we haven't
like
even
that,
read the comments yet.
Go back and delete that comment.
Yeah,
because we apologized.
Yeah, I'm not a Bible scholar.
We're sorry.
Yeah, but you want to hear a scary story?
Please, I love them.
Have you ever heard of the Dyatlov Pass?
Dyatlov. No, Dyatlov. No, I have not.
Dyatlov Pass. It was a story in the 1959. Okay. These nine hikers from Russia went on a hiking expedition through the Siberian wilderness.
Siberia is on top of Russia.
It's next to.
Okay.
Next up. Yeah. It's just it's a region of Russia now.
It's their Alabama.
Yeah. Or North Dakota.
In conjunction to us.
Yeah.
No.
It's there, Alaska.
If Russia is Florida.
No.
This is so funny you said this. I literally watched a music video.
If this is Moscow.
Yesterday.
Siberia is up here.
Russian singing Sweet Home Alabama.
Yeah,
so it would be like
at a conference. I will show you right after this. At the conference, they showed a clip of Russian singing Sweet Home Alabama. It was the wildest
Invisible
thing.
Thread.
I know.
But this hike, it was a group of nine kids, really. They're like in their 20s and stuff, college students.
Yeah.
And went on this hike, this long trek. It was supposed to be like 6 months or something that they're doing, like research and like all this stuff.
So they're students?
Yeah, students of the universities and stuff.
Okay.
And they were taking pictures, documenting, journaling. Anytime they could, they would write a letter back home and stuff to let them know where they're at, to their families and whatnot. And then one day, letter stopped coming in. Didn't hear from them for a while. So they went out there, and I think it took them like 2 weeks or so to find them. What they found has led to investigation after investigation. Even to this day, people are still trying to piece together
it's
what
still
exactly
open?
Happened. Yes, technically.
Wow.
Okay. Some people think that they've proven what happened, but I listen to it. I'm like,
yeah,
it's not as fun. But when they came across a site, know this, they're hiking in the dead of winter too. So like the temperatures dropped to like -30 degrees where they're at. When they came to the site, the tent had been cut open from the inside out. And within the tent, everything was neatly placed. They even had food that they were about to eat, but it was just left. They went out and they're like, where are these people? They followed these foot tracks, and then they saw one dude on the ground. I'm going to try to get this right just from remembering. One dude on the ground who had third-degree burn marks on his legs was like missing half of his sweater, and another dude that was up in a tree who had bitten off part of his hand that was also slightly undressed as well.
In the tree dead.
Yeah. What? So that was two of them. And then they couldn't find the other group until like spring came to where the snow started to melt, but they found them by like a cave that had like a river in it. And some of them were completely undressed. And two of them, when they tested them, they had sparks of radiation on them.
Yeah, I have heard this story.
You have?
Mm.
What?
And so there's just all kinds of theories. And like they were like super far away from their campsite, or actually not that far away from their campsite, but like they all died of hypothermia, basically. But the conditions of what they were left in,
yeah,
it's like, what the heck happened to them?
Dude.
I think I've heard this too. Wasn't there like a couple people whose faces were all like ripped up?
No, yeah. And then there's two people that were found, not by the tree, but down by the cave system or whatever. One of the people had both their eyes missing.
Oh.
And then one of the girls, I believe, had her tongue missing.
What in the world was this? What do they say?
There's a lot of theories. One of the theories that was really creepy was there was like one of the last pictures that they took. Mm-hmm. Like in the back, you can see that on the tree line, there's this man-like figure that almost looks like a Bigfoot. Just like kind of like peering out of the trees like this.
Stop, Joshua.
I'm just saying what they saw.
Dude, can I tell my Bigfoot theory?
Let me do this real quick though. So, and then my favorite theory, which is a crazy one, was supposedly the same night, because they were able to date back to the time that they died, the night that they died. Locals that were close to where they were camping, like in the Siberian wilderness, reported seeing orange orbs hovering in the sky and like circling in the sky.
That's weird.
And then another camp group or campers that were camping 50 kilometers away reported the same incident where they were calling them UFOs.
Yeah.
But these orange orbs floating in the sky. And one of their last pictures that they took, this group, was a picture of the sky with weird lights in the sky.
Dude.
Yeah.
That's okay. That was in 1959. Tongues out, eyeballs out, radiation.
One of them bit his finger off.
And the tent wasn't like torn apart.
People, cut open
there was
with
no,
a knife.
There was no.
From the cut, inside.
Cut open with a knife from the inside people, going out.
People get fixated on that part because I wonder what happens to the mind when you're going through the throes of hypothermia.
Typically you get undressed. That's actually one scenario to where it's like when you start getting hypothermia, your body all of a sudden, like last resort, overheats. And so they get hot and take off their clothes. But some of them, it was like a sleeve was cut off, but one of those dead people that were by the cave system was wearing that sleeve.
So it was was trying to dress them.
Yeah, or like it's like the, or they died, and then they're like, they're freezing, so they cut off articles of clothing to wear for themselves.
Yeah. And maybe like the people that were missing extremities or something like that, maybe they were starting to lose their minds from the cold, and they're it's like they think it's burning.
Yeah.
And
another thing was too that I forgot to mention. One of the people that by the cave system, their head was completely crushed in, but not by a blunt object.
What?
So what does that even mean? Like, how do they know that?
Literally smushed.
Yeah.
What in the world? So
one guy, this is what I saw from the Y-Files, because I watched a bunch of videos about this. But the Y-Files, this one guy, the weirdest thing ever, he watched the movie Frozen.
Okay.
Right? And he saw the way, like, this one scene where the ice fell a certain way. He's like, that's interesting. And so he got with, like, the animators of Disney or something and, like, went out to the site. This was, like, 2015 or something. Went out to the site and, like, mapped out the elevation of the mountain, the snowfall during that time. And there's this, it's an avalanche, but it's called something. It's, like, a very shallow avalanche. Mm. But it's, like, if there's powdered snow, a thick layer of ice that had melted and like then froze again, then powdered snow on top of it, it can create almost like a sheet to where it just slides like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it wouldn't have the effects of an avalanche, but it would just go
on top of a roof.
Yeah, like, it could hit the tent or something like that, and they could have gotten pinned in there or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But he said with that force, there was enough force from that. Even if it slid 4 feet, it could completely crush your skull.
Because it's so dense.
Yeah.
It's so
heavy. But how did she end up way far away?
Yeah. How did he end up in a tree?
Yeah. Well,
I mean, I guess he could climb, but like, hypothermia sounds like the best thing. Like, they're just like madness. Like, they just went fully crazy. But all of them at the same time with radiation?
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
The radiation's the weird part.
Yeah.
What's the photo? Have you seen it? Like,
of the orb thing?
Or no,
the man?
The man.
Yeah, look it up. You can look it up.
Oh, I don't want to see it.
What's the name of the event?
Dyatlov. It's Dyatlov Pass.
Man.
But one of the explanations that they used for the radiation was like one or two of those guys worked at a nuclear facility, like in the off season or something, but I don't know. That was just like, that's a pretty far connection or whatever. But people were starting to like dive deeper and deeper into it. And yeah,
that's sketchy.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
So that's what, in one of their pictures,
if they're interdimensional Bigfoots, right?
Yeah.
Do they carry radiation?
It's possible. I mean, well, no, a lot of people that have these UFO encounters, like, or they'll see the light, like an orb or something.
Yeah.
They get radiation burns on them.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
Freaking radiation.
It's wild stuff.
That's so scary, you guys.
But like, I want to talk about Bigfoot.
Well, this is the wrapping it up thing. That was a for fun picture.
Oh.
Yeah. They're just goofing off. A bunch of goofy goobers. The Soviet Union, as the investigation started going further and further in, like it was like a year to 3 years in,
mm-hmm.
this UFO thing started coming out, like these orbs and stuff. And they put the kibosh on everything. They said,
shut it down.
You're not allowed to research this any longer. In fact, this site where they camped, restricted. You can't go there anymore.
Dude, come on. Yeah. We need answers. We need answers. Get to the bottom of it. Investigate until we have an actual solution. Like, I mean, not a solution, but just a...
Just an answer.
Yeah. I got to blow my nose.
Okay.
3, 2.
So much snot.
Yeah, I feel like I'm coming down with something. I don't know if I'm just tired or my throat's getting kind of icky, but I feel.
Uh oh. Something's in the air.
Bigfoot.
I mean, so I was editing that reel on the Sierra Sounds earlier this week. And so I'm chopping up the different bits. And I started, like, while I'm doing this, they say, like, Bigfoot is imitating the humans that are speaking to it, but that clip starts out with like the like monkey sounding kind of like a howler monkey going back and forth, and then out of nowhere it switches, right? They start doing the, it goes from like woo to like woo, right? So I started like
Russian? My homeland, I mean,
what
the place I want to visit one day.
But you start to think about, like, if a Bigfoot is imitating humans, in what context would Bigfoot have had the chance to study humans, right? And so if you're like, it'd probably be encounters where somebody's doing something like, if you saw a bear, you'd be like, hey, bear, hey, hey, hey. You know, you'd be making kind of like a bigger, weird human voice. And then if the encounter turned physical and confrontational, you would have people screaming. You would have, and the stories of like faces being, I'll just ripped up,
defaced.
You'd like, what would that sound like? So just picture a monster, Bigfoot, giant creature putting hands on somebody. You would hear someone screaming. You would hear gurgling from someone dying. So
they're just learning from experience at that point.
Now with that thought process, listen to this clip. I cut this straight out of the Sierra Sounds.
Okay.
Two of them across the creek at the big rocks.
I can see them.
That's like really loud. Didn't sound as clear coming through
phone. We'll play it through
I'll edit it. It sounds like, oh my God, and then.
I kind of heard the, oh my goodness, yeah. Yeah, that was weird. That's so eerie, dude. I don't like that at all.
This is a really scary episode.
It is now. It wasn't at the beginning, was it?
No, you made it scary with your story.
Prepare to be scared.
Yes. You started the Disney Doomsday stuff.
Yeah, so what's up?
Come on.
That's kind of light scary.
No, you opened the door.
No.
You let it. You
floodgates in.
Disney was the gateway.
Read his notes. Does it say something passing it?
Nope.
Scary.
Yeah. But
Andrew's scary.
It's terrifying.
I do love the Bigfoot stuff. I always thought it was just a bunch of baloney, but like there's just the more we look into it, there is more and more stories that have no explanation. So it's like, yeah, it may be something else that the government is hiding, but it also like, and Bigfoot may be way off base, but it's like, until you tell us different and show us proof of why these things are happening, what else are we supposed to do? We come up to our own conclusions.
Yeah.
And it's Bigfoot, interdimensional, and lizard people.
Yeah.
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 It's that simple.
Come on, guys.
Yep.
Come on.
You know, and all this.
Use your heads.
Come on.
All of this supernatural spooky talk reminds me of, and maybe this is a age difference between all of us, but on maybe Cartoon Network or something else, they used to have a show called Truth or Scare.
Truth or Scare. Okay.
When I was a kid. Did you watch it?
No, I never heard of it.
Okay. Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Yeah. Was it a cartoon?
It had a host, and it was like a little docu whatever talking about like Bigfoot and aliens.
It reminds me of do you ever watch Beyond Belief, Fact or Fiction?
Yeah.
Those ones. Do you ever see that?
Yeah.
Oh man, tell them those like four stories, and you'd always guess like which one's real, which
one. Yeah.
We need to go back and look at some of those because those are some of the crazy stories.
Yeah.
The true ones, and we can retell them, look into them.
Speaking of stories, though.
Hit me.
I have a story.
Hit me.
You know how we talked about that one lady that like went into a coma or something, woke up with like an Irish accent? Or
yeah, yeah.
Was it Irish?
Yeah, it was an Asian accent.
Oh, Asian accent. Yeah, that's what it was.
The girl in Britain, yeah.
What if you were to become unconscious and wake up not only with a different accent, but believing that you were someone from the past?
Oh,
that you didn't
tough.
Even know who it was.
Uh-oh.
But you identified with that person. Some would say reincarnation, but I don't believe in reincarnation. I think that's a bunch of doo-doo.
So you go in surgery, and you come out.
You're not even
and
going
you
to
are. Oh, you just wake up one day, and you're a different person.
Dorothy Edie.
Oh, this is a real story?
This is a real story.
I thought this was a hypothetical.
Not a hypothetical.
It hit me.
Okay, this lady, Dorothy Edie, was born in 1904. In 1907, when she was 3 years old, she tripped down a flight of stairs and was pronounced dead by a doctor who came to their home. And so they laid her on her bed, and she had been laying there for however long as they're downstairs, like, figuring out what they're going to do for the funeral and stuff. All of a sudden, they heard her in her room.
No.
And they walk up there, alive and well, playing on her bed. And when she started talking, they noticed that she had a strange accent that they couldn't identify. And for months to years after that, she would wake up from these, what they would call night terrors, where she was having these dreams of a home with pillars and stuff like that. And she says, "I want to go back home. I want to go back home." And they're like, what are you talking about? So weird. When she was 4 years old, they brought her to the British Museum. Mm-hmm. And she was just like just a four-year-old in a museum, just kind of bored and stuff.
Have the time of their life.
And then when they went to the part of Egypt, her eyes lit up, and she ran over to one of the mummies, and her mom ran over there, and like she started like bowing down and stuff. And then the mom's like, "What are you doing?" She said, "These are my people."
What?
And then further into the museum, she saw a picture of, was it the Temple of Seti, S-E-T-I. And she said, "That's my home." And they're like, "Okay, you're four. You're kind of you're freaking us out a little bit." But she was obsessed. She's like, "That's my home, but it looks different. There used to be a garden and trees and like all this stuff." Never lost the obsession that she felt like this temple in Egypt, the Temple of Seti, I hope I'm saying that right, was her home. In fact, she was so obsessed with Egypt that she ended up getting trained by someone at the museum, because she would always go into the museum and like look at the Egyptian artifacts. Mm-hmm. This Egyptologist that worked for the museum ended up teaching her how to read hieroglyphics, all this stuff. And then it was in 1940s, I think. She ended up moving to Egypt and marrying an Egyptian man. Mm-hmm. Didn't work out, whatever, because they said that she was acting more Egyptian than the family she was married into. And they're basically like, "You're
chill."
Yeah.
Chill.
Doing whatever.
It's like when someone moves to Florida and they pretend to be like more Floridian.
What am I doing that's more Floridian?
I'm not calling you.
Don't do that.
Yeah, don't do
throw
that.
Stones. Okay, lady.
You're from Joplin.
What am I doing that's making it like act like I'm from Florida?
Changing
what have I ever seen?
Changing your driver's license?
How dare you?
You have to, legally.
I don't know if you know this.
But in the 1950s, she was hired by Egypt for the Department of Antiquities because she was obsessed with going to these ruins and like doing her own archaeology kind of stuff. And so she was hired by the Department of Antiquities. And one of the heads of the department thought she was just full of crap, basically.
Yeah.
And brought her to the Temple of Seti, which she claimed was her home. And it was still like barely excavated. Like it was like, there's like some parts that were open. He knew the layout though of this place. And they went at dark or at night. They had a torch and he said, "Okay, show me or walk me to where this thing is in the temple."
No way.
Straight there. And he kept on doing it. They did it for hours. "Bring me to where this place is." Mm-hmm. brought him straight there. And he did this 6 times, and she nailed it every single time. And so he's like, this is weird.
Yeah.
This is super weird. And she's like, actually, this one part, she said, that used to be the garden. She said, you should dig here. You're going to find the garden. Sure enough, they dug down, and there was an ancient garden there, like that had been buried. And then she's like, well, what was the other one? Yeah, so there's the garden, and she just kept on doing that. Like, if you dig here, you're gonna find this. If you dig here, you're gonna find this.
Yeah,
and then but she would make claims of like under the feet of the Sphinx, there's a library, ancient library that's under the feet of the Sphinx, but they will not excavate that. Like, they will not dig down. Yeah. But do you remember it was whatever the Egyptologist guy is?
Yeah.
I forget his name.
He's a booger, right?
Yeah. Yep. Someone claimed to have found a tunnel that leads under the Sphinx, but he closed it off. And he's like, no, you can't go down there.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
But she also said, well before this was a common thing, she said, yeah, the Sphinx was before my time too. It was created ages, like it's more ancient than ancient Egypt. And she said the head of the Sphinx was different as well. And they ended up changing it over time.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah, and so she lived there. She's passed away since then, but people were claiming that she was just crazy, but she legit.
I mean, what you can't deny if that historian or whatever the guy is, the guy that dug up all that stuff, if he's confirming it, I mean, how else would she know?
Yeah.
How could she possibly know?
And people claim that she made claims that were not true as well.
Okay.
So it's kind of, you have to balance a little, but if you're nailing like certain, like, yeah, there's a garden right here and it's just sand,
things that are impossible to know.
Yeah.
But her consciousness would have only been 3 years old, right, when it entered that little girl?
No, so I forgot to say this. She figured out through dreams or something what she was. She was a priestess within the temple. From her,
so just memories just like came to her.
So
interesting.
This sounds more like a case of some weird Egyptian possession.
That's what I was getting to. Like, I think I don't believe in reincarnation, but I do believe.
You don't?
No, but I do believe that the spirit realm can manipulate and deceive very easily. And if they've been around since forever, you know, they have a lot of knowledge of where stuff is and all that.
And they're good at deception, you know? So it's going to make you believe whatever you want to believe.
And like, let's go down this rabbit hole. If there is an ancient library with ancient texts, possibly, you know, like fallen angel stuff, and they were loving the perversion of creation, it would make sense that they were trying to have somebody uncover what had been hidden.
Yeah. I also, because I think it's being hidden because that guy, whoever.
I
forget his name. We've talked about him before. We talked about him on the Bosnian period.
Yeah,
pyramid. Can't remember. But his whole thing is like preserving his ideals of like, well, the Egyptians did this, the Egyptians did that. But if there's evidence that comes out that disputes it.
Zahi Hawass.
That's it.
Okay.
Zahi.
I should remember that.
Yeah, you should have. But yeah, if there's stuff that comes out, if there's a library that disproves what he's been preaching for all these years about ancient Egypt, he's going to look like a fool.
Yeah. We just saw before we started this, they're doing some reconstruction to the pyramids, one of the pyramids. Like, they're literally like building up. They're trying to get it back to its original state. And so they're putting it looks like they're putting blocks on top of the original ones. I'm like, what are we doing?
Yeah. You guys, everyone needs to go listen to. There's every episode now. I'm just gonna point them towards the episode of Blurry Creatures.
Why not?
But they just had a dude on that talked about he has found evidence pointing that the pyramids acted as places where they did like chemical stuff, like.
Reactors, right?
Yeah, he's like, everyone's always claimed that it was made for electricity and stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's like, no, but they actually mined like chemical components from the earth using these pyramids.
Well, that would validate that. Remember that story you told where it's like that hike that you can't take somewhere and there are two pyramids and there was this lake, two different lakes?
Oh, yeah, the one in China.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very similar. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
Hey, yay. Good job. Go listen to that episode. I like 90%
of
the
merch.
Oh yeah,
Blow Your Creatures.
Yeah, Luke and Nate are the best, and we're gonna do a part two of Blurry and Ninjas, hopefully very soon.
And then maybe one day, when that comes out, we won't say the name.
But he's he's a famous person.
He's a famous person, and we're trying to hook it up. We're trying to make it happen.
In contact,
you guys will love this guest. It's happening. Yeah. Like it's confirmed on both sides. We just got to pick a date.
It's Joe Rogan.
It's Joe Rogan, guys.
It's Joe Biden.
He's moving.
Really famous comedian.
What are you doing?
Dude, he would be so confused on this podcast. No offense to him. He'd be like, I'm out. Instantly.
I bet you we could pressure him to where we could, like, he could really, like, tell us everything about aliens. So that he knows.
Yeah, for sure. Just give him an ice cream cone. He'd be fine, dude.
You guys.
Hey, listen, you give me an ice cream cone, I'll tell you any secret I have, okay?
Yeah, but I have more, but I want to talk about it on Patreon.
Because we don't have time. So we have to continue on Patreon. I have a Tom Cruise conspiracy too.
Ooh.
Yes.
But okay, guys, we've had some people say that we don't like ads. Well, guess what? Patreon's ad free, baby.
Yeah.
Except for the Sunday Cool ads. We always put those in there because we have fun with those.
Yeah, because that's without it, the podcast wouldn't exist.
Yeah. So go to patreon.com/ninjas or butterflies where it's ad free podcast and you get early access to them, and then you get an additional episode every week, behind the scenes stuff, live Q&A, which we just did one last week.
Yes, we did.
And all that fun stuff, discounts on merch.
It's a great time. You guys want more of this stuff, that's how you get it. Just go to patreon.com/ninjas butterflies, and we're just wanting to put out more and more content. Thanks for the million subscribers, and because of that, we're going to keep growing. We're going to keep going,
baby.
Keep going, baby.
Keep growing, baby.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Ah!
Make sure to like us and everything. 5 stars, please.
Guys, if you comment, if you like this video, if you subscribe, it literally helps the algorithm. It literally pushes this podcast to other people. So even if it's just compliment me.
Yeah.
And just tell me why I'm funnier than Josh.
Or just comment, I'm doing this for the algorithm.
Yeah. Or tell us your favorite part of the pod.
Yeah. Or say who's the funniest as a leader and who's the funniest.
Or who's dying first.
Yeah. Or who looks the most Hawaiian.
Or tell us the last person that you know that did die.
Or tell us anyone that you know that has claimed to be reincarnated. Or tell us anyone that you know that was potentially involved in this camping trip in Russia in 1959 when they all disappeared mysteriously.
Or tell us anytime, but you know, like your great like Salisbury steak recipe.
Yeah.
Tell us. Mm. Comment below, please.
What?
Didn't you think that the Anunnaki was Egyptian deity?
No, I didn't think Anunnaki was an Egyptian deity. I thought it was...
Or they were the predecessors to...
Yeah, Anunnaki was from the Samaritans, or Sumerians, sorry.
Okay, never mind. Made a connection in my head.
We'll talk more about it on Patreon.
Yep. Wing, wing, wing.
Wing, 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 wing.
Wing, 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 wing.
Okay, you guys.
What's the noise that you made at the beginning? Shanghai Noon?
Oh. Ciao, 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 ciao.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Ninjas. Ninjas.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most beautiful creatures.
Has empty your mind.
You were martial arts.
Ha! Ninjas attack!
We already read this
one. We already did?
Yeah.
All right, we got a letter from Isaiah Richman.
Boo.
I've been telling Isaiah. All right, we got a long letter, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Ninja Crew, my name is Isaiah, and I have listened to you guys for a long time. I love the conspiracies, jokes, and that happened in the episode. A little bit of more about me. I'm a high school senior at McKeel Christian Academy.
Hey.
No stalkers. I am 17 and somehow know how to write a letter, even using stamps. I have enlisted in the Air Force, thank you for your service, where I hope to become a... parachute jumper.
You're speaking to a future. Are you disrespecting the future
soldier, American U.S. soldier?
What's that?
That old Vine.
Oh.
Vine's so good. Oh. If you don't know what that is, look it up. I live in a cold, miserable place called New York. Hey, me and my sister were born on the same day, but 3 years apart. I'm older. That's kind of.
That's wild.
One in 365. Those are the odds, I guess. I was about to say, what are the odds of that?
pretty easy, I guess. I love the podcast, and I can't wait to see you guys, what God will do with it. Love you guys. Isaiah Richmond out. If you want something funny to read, order the Gen Z Bible off of Amazon.
No, wait a second.
No thanks, pal.
You know we invented the Gen Z Bible translation, right?
They don't know that. Not everyone knows this.
Not the full Bible that they're selling now, but we started it.
Yeah, and then we got canceled. And then now this is like people, mega church preachers are pulling it up. And they're like, isn't this cute?
I find it a little heretical.
Absolutely, I do.
Yeah.
I think they should be imprisoned.
Hey.
Death penalty.
Hot take. Okay, bye.
Bye.